Today's episode of Hard Factor is brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. I've been known to Dutch oven myself every so often, and why not? Who doesn't like the smell of their own farts? I know I do. What I don't like and what no one likes is the smell of their own ass when they aren't farting. I smell my own ass a lot, and that means other people do too. It's okay though, because Dollar Shave Club has come to the rescue. Now, nary a day goes by where I don't finish a satisfying morning shit with a gentle and pleasant smelling one wipe Charlie. See you later, butt fungus. I also love their shave butter with 6-blade executive razor shaving combo. Talk about a smooth and great feeling shave. Sweeney Todd couldn't give you a closer shave. Getting ready for work in the morning with Dollar Shave Club products and feeling and smelling great is a perfect start to the day. And right now, you can get ready with an amazing deal on any one of their starter sets. I personally recommend the Daily Essentials starter set because I love the Amber Lavender Body Cleanser. It leaves me smelling manly and fresh. But you couldn't go wrong with any of them, so act now. Head over to dollarshaveclub.com/hard to pick up your own DSC starter set just for $5. After the starter set, products continue to ship at regular price. And make sure you check out their new video, too. That's dollarshaveclub.com/hard. dollarshaveclub.com/hard.
What it is!
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist.
And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah!
Good morning! Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, August 28th. Our top stories for the day. Pat's going to take one about an old court case that may pose trouble for the Mueller investigation.
It's kind of a brain buster. Stand by.
Yes, complicated one. Wes is going to do one about the most inflammatory school assignment in U.S. history.
This one really lets you know where your peers stand.
Mark's going to take one about a Houston man with a serious misogynistic road rage problem.
Yeah, I thought I didn't like women drivers.
Yeah, no, you had no idea. And I'm going to do one about Zafar, the horny French dolphin. Take it away, Pat.
All right, you think you're having a bad day? Well, I promise it's not as bad as attorney Stuart McKeever's or potentially Robert Mueller's. We all know Mueller is the guy leading the investigation into whether or not our president wants to hold Putin's pocket or if he got peed on by Russian prostitutes, amongst other things. But who's Stuart McKeever?
Who is he?
Well, McKeever's an 82-year-old attorney who has a spectrum-like obsession with the case of Jesus Galindez, a Columbia University professor who went missing in 1956 under some shady circumstances.
1956?
Yeah, 62 years ago.
Did he get in on the ground floor?
No, he came in about 20 years late. And for the last 40 years, McKeever's been beating down doors and probably annoying the shit out of people to get to the truth about what happened to the professor. Okay, Pat, but why is this attorney who should be retired having a bad day?
Because he can't solve a case for 40 years.
He's been working on a cold case for 40 years.
Because he's the worst detective in the world.
Not just that, but... For God knows how long, he's been trying to get a judge to release secret testimony given to a D.C.-based grand jury that investigated Galindez's disappearance. But the Justice Department thinks it's hilarious to keep fucking with the old man and is arguing that judges don't have the, quote, inherent authority to release such information unless it falls under exemptions approved by Congress. And these exemptions don't apply in the case of Professor and, you guessed it, the Mueller investigation. Mm. So, yeah. Fuck. For quick reference, grand jury proceedings are secret, right? And the issue is a federal court rule that governs grand jury secrecy and lays out several exceptions permitting grand jury disclosures. And the Mueller investigation is, Mark?
Boring? Oh, grand jury.
It's a grand jury investigation. All right. So right now there isn't an exemption that explicitly authorized a report to be released to the public or to Congress for use in an impeachment proceedings. And right now, if and how Mueller's investigation and findings would be released is unclear. So this only potentially matters if the Republicans keep the House in the midterms, because if the Dems win, they could just force a disclosure with a subpoena. But if the Republicans keep it, then, you know, there's no subpoena coming and potentially there's no.
The reason you're saying that is because the Supreme Court is going to slam dunk the liberals.
Yeah, they're going to slam DL.
They're definitely going to alley-oop slam dunk this poor 82-year-old. They're going to be like, you know what? No, you can't find out about the grand jury and you'll never find out about your friend that died 40 years ago or 62 years ago. You right. loser.
Right. So you might be having a bad day, but at least you're not on the verge of breaking open a case that is your life's work at 82 years old, and all of a sudden the fate of the least popular president this century piggybacks on all your shit.
So this guy's essentially just like, he's like in like a dark room, like searching through like periodical pictures, hoping that like words will connect somehow, and
right.
he'll have like, yeah. a, like a great, like, you know, fucking
he's been on the case for 40 years. The case has been open 62, and it's this particular proceeding, yeah. it's this grand jury yeah. secrecy that's going to break it wide open.
No. Let's be honest, McKeever was never going to crack this case. This guy no. has got to be the saddest character.
McKeever's waiting weeks for like meaningless photos to develop. He's like, this. Once this develops, it'll crack the case.
Yeah,
hanging it to dry.
You know he's not married
How
either.
How come no one's called him from like a phone booth and been like, McKeever, meet me at this coffee shop?
This guy's got like hundreds of pints of whiskey in his hotel rooms.
Yeah, but at least his grandkids are starting to respect him now, finally. Anyway, let's take it to the internet. Ronnie Goucher says, keep doing your work in silence, Mr. Mueller. Your success will be your voice. And Susan Donahue says, I posted that same reply a while ago. Glad you liked it. And Ronnie Gallagher snaps back, Susan Donahue, then you must have stolen it from me. I've been posting it for 6 weeks, but I don't mind you stealing it. There's just a little liberal fun there.
A little awesome. Tit for tat on the Mueller
tit for tat, board. Baby.
We might put up a poll to see who said it first, Ronnie or Susan.
I'm going with Ronnie. All right, moving on. Roberts Middle School in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, is making news today after a very thought-provoking and completely incendiary homework assignment was given to kickstart the new school year and let everyone know who the racist kids are, who the dummies are, and who the really racist kids are.
Finally, there's a measure.
Yeah. This is going to tell all. Sixth graders, some of the worst and least empathetic people on earth to begin with, were given an assignment titled Whom to Leave Behind, in which they were told that the earth was ending and they had to choose 8 people from a list of 12 that would be chosen to board a spaceship and presumably colonize another planet for the purpose of continuing the human race.
That's nice.
So the other four are just dead.
Yeah, they're dead.
Completely. The other four plus 7 billion on Earth, right?
Yeah, all dead. Yeah, exactly. Now, you might expect the list to say things like doctor or farmer or survivalist or pilot, but oh no, this teacher wasn't going to let the kids off that easy. Instead, he mixed obviously beneficial traits with ones that society might not deem so beneficial or admirable, and also people that might not get along so well. So I'm just going to read you a few of my favorites from the lunchroom riot-causing list. One, a militant African-American medical student.
Okay.
Pretty good to have, right? Medical student?
Potentially.
But wait. Not if there's a racist armed police officer who has been accused of using obsessive force.
Wait, you might be able to transfer his hate towards aliens, which could be helpful in space.
Fair enough. Okay, moving on. A homosexual male professional athlete. Big, strong guy, probably. Might, you know, be
what
useful.
Sport?
But he's gay.
But not if...
Wait, what sport?
Homosexual.
But not if there's a Hispanic clergyman who is against homosexuality on the same ship.
Does that keep him from touching kids?
I don't know. It causes a lot of annoying debate. Another one, an accountant with a substance abuse problem. So pretty much all accountants.
And a drug dealer.
Yeah. He'll have to dry out in space.
And the accountant's pregnant wife also on the same ship.
You got to repopulate.
Got to repopulate.
She's going, yeah.
But
you know she bangs too.
Once she's through that whole labor situation.
Right. Another one, an Asian orphan 12-year-old boy.
Oh, he's got no parents.
Watch out for the clergyman.
Right. Has he been in a cage?
I love this assignment because it proves the theory about how the political spectrum is the exact same at both ends. Because like when you listen to this assignment, there's no way to tell if the teacher is like an incredibly stupid right winger or an incredibly stupid progressive, like with this shit. I don't know what he's getting at.
Keyword stupid.
It sounds like maybe he's a homophobe who got touched by a priest who hates his accountant and has a 12-year-old Asian neighbor. And for the final one, it was my favorite.
Yeah, a 60-year-old Jewish university administrator.
Yeah, he's got a few personal vendettas that are shining through in this assignment.
Yeah. There's clearly some personal touches to this assignment. The students were only given 5 minutes to mark all the people from 1 to 12, 1 being the most deserving, the 12 being the least deserving. They were then separated into groups where they had to all 100% agree on the 8 that would be allowed to board the ship. It doesn't look like the teacher will face any harsh penalties, even though several parents were, of course, upset about it. Cuyahoga Falls is 90%.
They're not firing
white.
That guy?
No, they're not going to fire.
92% white.
92% white people.
It might be the best assignment of all time. I'm turning it into a drinking game this weekend.
You know that the militant African-American medical student's coming, right? Like, there's no two ways about it. He's coming.
If not, he'd be number one pick.
Yeah.
Number one pick.
That's a good pick.
So going to the internet, Jenny Rose says, so sensitive. What is so horrible in this assignment? Why does society want to cry about every single little thing?
Is she for real? And then Jenny Rose said, and here's my eight.
Yeah. Jenny Rose says, I'm leaving that Jewish university administrator, no doubt.
Yeah, so a Texas man who shot at multiple female drivers was arrested last week. Investigators claim the road rage was sparked by his belief that women drivers are incompetent. So he just doesn't like women drivers, so he shoots at them.
Hey, it's a good t-shirt. Okay.
Shooter, shoot. The shooter, who we will refer to as Dick Less, was arrested last Thursday for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. One day, after being released from jail for, drumroll, doing the same fucking thing, shooting at women in a car.
Dog
for real? Yeah. He was arrested in July for firing shots unprovokedly at a... Unprovokedly, is that a word? Unprovokedly.
Yeah, he nailed it.
Yeah.
Unprovokedly. Yeah. At a woman driver with a .45 caliber handgun near his home in Katy, Texas. So he just pulls out the gun when he sees a woman. He shoots from car to car.
More than capable of killing someone with a .45 caliber.
For sure.
I get so mad when I see him driving.
During questioning this last time, Dick admitted that he'd shot at women behind the wheel approximately five other times. Based on that confession, Harris County Sheriff's Office investigator Dennis Palmer was able to connect the dots and link Dick to another shooting on March 7th in which a woman was shot outside a gas station in Katy from another car. So some real hot shot detective work going on out there in Harris County, Texas.
Yeah. No McKeever's there.
Five. That means he's done 15. It's like the rule of three.
So yeah, exactly. So he's done at least 15, and they only pegged him for the one other one on March 7th. So they're not really doing a great job. They're like, gee, Sheriff, it's a good thing we got this lunatic off the streets, but when are we going to ever catch that other serial women vehicle shooter? There's like, must be a copycat. Dennis Palmer also said in court documents that Dick Less's social media raised several red flags as to his dim view of women, including rants about incompetent female drivers. There's that word again. And how a woman's sole purpose is to give birth to male children.
Dick would have taken the homosexual athlete to space, undoubtedly. This guy should have been born a Saudi, man. He's like pretty much a Saudi.
Yeah, he's got that machismo. In a statement to BuzzFeed News, this was an actual article, but I can't believe it. It's real. It's got to be a prank. Dick Less's attorney claimed there were a lot of assumptions being made about his client and that there was no evidence he hated women, you know, besides him admitting to it, besides all of his Facebook stuff. And so he also went on to say, you can't take something on Facebook and introduce it into a court of law. That's not fair.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, that's not fair. What if you went, he says it again. What if you went out to a party and did bad things and it was on your Facebook and that was used against you in court? It's unfair the way he has been treated. So this guy's like the worst attorney of all time. Dick Less was being held on $250,000 bond. So hopefully if he gets out and is on house arrest, he doesn't live near a road. he also probably has probably a bear to deal with in like a voting line that had women in it, like at his local church. I'm sure he hates women's suffrage. He's probably like, come on, hurry up and vote, you idiots.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. Your vote doesn't count anyways.
Yeah.
Imagine him boarding a plane and like glancing to the cockpit to see a female pilot.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
It would be a terrorist attack.
Yep. I do that.
You do that? You have a lot of things in common with Dick Less.
The question is, do you feel safer or less safe?
I want an old, old, experienced man behind the wheel.
All right.
Oh, God.
So the internet has this to say. Courtney Dick said, there's an old guy in my town who won't talk to women either. I waited on him at my job and made it a mission to get him to small talk. He never did talk to me, but he would always chat it up with the male employees we had. So he might have been from Katy, Texas.
Implications,
as well.
Huh?
Yeah. Probably from Katy. All right, Zafar, the horny French dolphin. So local French mayor Roger Lars of Landenevic, a town on France's Brittany coast, had to temporarily shut down the beaches due to a sexually frustrated dolphin that was being too aggressive trying to fuck all the human bathers that entered the water.
That's awesome.
So that's quite a situation. That's
amazing.
That happened this week. The bottlenose dolphin is about 10 feet in length and has been named Zafar by the local.
Big boy.
At his and beach. 6 inches in girth.
Yeah. And his beach is actually named the Bay of Brest, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So Zafar had been a regular at the bay all summer, jumping next to boats, swimming up to people, and even letting humans grab onto his fins for a ride. But in recent weeks, many beachgoers started to complain that Zafar was taking
went
the
through puberty
a little too far.
He said, no more free rides, people.
Okay. It was reported that Zafar was aggressively rubbing up on boats and people, that he launched one woman into the air with his nose and bullied another swimmer from returning to shore so hard that they had to be rescued by a boat. And that's when Mayor Lars decided to be the exact opposite of the mayor in Jaws and institute a swimming ban within 50 meters of wherever Zafar was spotted.
There's just a lifeguard screaming, it's too close to Zafar.
Yeah, were they moving buoys?
He's trying to fuck. You should be really careful. He really tries to fuck right now.
Zafar loved boats, it sounds like. He swam to them, but I bet he loved boats more that had like EDM and house music playing.
He's got like a mohawk.
This is a classic party, the more Zafar.
It's just a classic case of Zafar discovering his body through the summer. It's a tale as old as time.
One lawyer threatened to sue the mayor because he thought the ban was over the line, a little bit too aggressive. But according to scientists, apparently it's a serious issue, as several studies have confirmed that dolphins can develop sexual crushes on humans, and they have sex for pleasure year-round, unlike most other animals, because dolphins are smart and awesome.
One lawyer who had no daughters...
Yeah, according to one scientist who didn't blink the entire interview and said, trust me, they can have sexual intercourse with humans.
Yeah. Why do you guys think Zafar's trying to bang chicks?
Maybe, I think it's all, I don't think it's
I don't know. Zafar probably rolls any way Zafar can get it.
Zafar, do not discriminate.
Yeah. Good news, though. As of Monday, Zafar has moved away from shore, hopefully with a nice female dolphin by his side, and the ban has been lifted.
Why does it have to be female? My name's Pat. It's true. It's true.
Was that not sensitive enough to the sexual orientation of dolphins?
Just saying, man.
All right. Lisa Marie Smith on Facebook says, I love dolphins, but they have another side of them. Look into it.
My first husband was a dolphin.
Yeah, Lisa Marie used to work at SeaWorld, apparently.
Yeah. I picture the woman that got flown in the air by the nose was just like, it was like just in the crotch and the ass, just straight up there, lifted by the crotch.
Oh, yeah.
Zafar went in hard for that. Yeah. Also, that's, begs the question, move. Is there dolphin porn?
Oh, for sure. There
absolutely.
I think that's what actually Lisa was getting at. Hold on. Look into it. There's another side to him. Look into it. And then she just basically is hinting at Google dolphin porn.
Found it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't clip right now.
That's it for the main stories today. Some of the ones we didn't get to. Mexico and the U.S. did agree to a preliminary trade deal like we talked about yesterday. Now it's Canada's turn to weigh in on the final leg of the NAFTA restructure. If the Trump-Trudeau history is any indicator, I'm sure there'll be no drama surrounding those negotiations.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely not. Trudeau's going to stop doing sit-ups for a few minutes and do some work.
Sorry, I can't concentrate. Pat literally has a video of a woman fucking an inflatable dolphin.
No, I don't.
Turn that off.
That's for later.
Glad you guys are still engaged in the show. A family at Yellowstone National Park successfully fought off a bear who attacked their son. We're hoping the kid's recovering okay, and with a family like that, he probably is. He's probably pretty tough.
Yeah, they're taking a holiday in the Brittany coast of France next to relax.
Yeah, go check out Zafar. All right, that's it. Don't forget to subscribe to Hard Factor and leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or whatever podcast app you use. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.